For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children ages 8 and 7 from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
McAleenan says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries will serve as the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, appearing on ABC's This Week. Jeffries was asked whether Democrats will approve funding for President Trump's border wall in order to end the government shutdown.
We are not willing to pay $2.5 billion or $5 billion in wasting taxpayer dollars on a ransom note because Donald Trump decided that he was going to shut down the government and hold the American people hostage. That's unreasonable.
Jeffries says many of the migrants trying to make their way into the U.S. are leaving their homes because they're overrun with gangs and drugs. A St. Louis, Missouri man has been charged with fatally shooting his girlfriend, her mother, and her two young children, ages 8 and 10. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomar says 15 charges have been filed against 46-year-old Richard Emery. The appropriate punishment?
It's premature for us to make any sort of pronouncement about that right now, but I can tell you this thing looks and smells like a death penalty case.
After a 7-hour manhunt, he was found at a gas station bathroom with wounds to his neck and hip. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A first-of-its-kind animal welfare law takes effect in California on Tuesday. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
How much is that doggy in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale.
It'll be Alabama and Clemson playing for the National College Football Championship again. Alabama defeated Oklahoma 45-34 in the college football playoff semifinal at the Orange Bowl. Alabama running back Josh Jacobs was asked to describe his spectacular touchdown catch in the second quarter.
Initially, when I caught the ball, one defender to beat, that's how I tried to beat him any kind of way I could, and it just happened to be running him over.
Clemson clobbered Notre Dame in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic 30-3. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says his teammates make him look good.
It's just about this team, you know. It makes it a lot easier on me when you have guys all around you that are just great players and take that load off of you. So, you know, there's not much pressure when you have guys this good playing around you. So just that and the coaches.
Clemson and Alabama will meet in the college football playoffs for the fourth consecutive year, the third time in the championship game. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.